words of encouragement to workers in the home missionary field. The result of unselfish service. In the work for the relief of our schools, the Lord has bestowed on us a gift of great value and has marked out for us the pathway of blessing. He called upon me to give our schools the manuscript of the book Christ's Object Lessons. He called upon our publishing houses to make liberal gifts of labor in preparing the book for sale. In response to this call, they acted their part nobly. Our people contributed generously to raise a material fund and then went forth willingly to sell the book for the help of the schools. As a result of this effort, far more has been accomplished than at first we dared expect. Angels of God cooperated with those who went out to circulate the book. Men, women, and children took part in the effort and labored earnestly and unselfishly. The Lord gave them His approval, and with it, His grace and joy and peace. Read in our papers the results of their work. Testimony after testimony has been born, witnessing to the blessing found in selling this book. How good these testimonies are! As we read them, refreshing streams of salvation seem to flow from the very throne of God into our hearts. I have been shown many praying to God for help as they have gone forth to sell Christ's Object Lessons. They have asked the Lord to give them success. Then, as they have succeeded, they have felt that they received evidence that the Lord had answered their prayers. Thus they have obtained a deeper experience in heavenly things, for they have felt that they were following in the steps of Christ. With many, to go out and sell object lessons meant to take up a heavy cross, but they have been rewarded by God's approval. The thought, "We are doing something for the Master," has filled their hearts with peace and gladness. Church members who never before had courage to sell books took hold of this work. Very timidly they began, but they did not turn back, and, as they labored on, courage came, and success attended their efforts. Many gained an experience more valuable than gold or silver. The hearts of God's people have been made light and joyful in Him as they have offered Him the sweet incense of unselfish service. Many of our churches have been quickened and refreshed as some of their number have engaged in this work. Our brethren and sisters are just as surely in the service of the Lord when selling this book as when bearing testimony for Him in meeting. They receive the refreshing grace of God, for they are carrying out His purpose, and He bestows on them His commendation. Their minds are freed from the malaria of selfishness and complaint and discouragement. By the effort to sell object lessons, much has been accomplished to bring the precious light of present truth to those in darkness. Thus many have been saved from sin. For every spring of influence touched, for every train of thought set in motion with a sincere desire to glorify God, the Holy Spirit has worked on hearts, bringing wisdom, courage, and strength. Those who have bought the book bear testimony to the blessing they have received in reading it. Many will shine in the kingdom of God whose conversion was the result of the efforts of our brethren and sisters to sell object lessons. The men who have taken a leading part in this enterprise have done a good work. Their labors have brought about most excellent results. They are not to become discouraged, but are to look to God in faith and go forward, walking humbly before Him. Our brethren connected with the school at Berrien Springs should be encouraged to advance as the way may open before them. We are to help them all we can. Christ stands at the helm, and to Him is to be ascribed the praise and glory for the work accomplished by Object Lessons. This work bears the stamp of unselfishness, and it will produce good fruit. Christ's Object Lessons is to live and do its appointed work, and, in connection with its circulation, the larger books should be sold everywhere. These books contain present truth for this time, truth that is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. Our canvassers are to circulate the books that give definite instruction regarding the testing messages that are to prepare a people to stand on the platform of eternal truth, holding aloft the banner on which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I have been instructed that the canvassing work is to be revived. Our smaller books, with our pamphlets and journals, can and should be used in connection with our larger books.
Let us be thankful every moment for God's forbearance with our tardy, unbelieving movements. Instead of flattering ourselves with the thought of what we have done, after doing just a little, we are to labor still more earnestly. We are not to cease our efforts or relax our vigilance. Never is our zeal to grow less. Our spiritual life must be daily revived by the stream that makes glad the city of our God. We must be always on the watch for opportunities to use for God the talents that He has given us.